And for WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Kentucky is among states nationwide using contact tracing to combat COVID-19. Public health officials hope they can contain the spread of coronavirus by contacting those who've been around an infected person. Kentucky is using $78 million in federal CARES Act funds to strengthen its contact tracing efforts. Through the Cabinet for Health and Family Services, 710 additional contact tracers are being hired to assist county health departments statewide. Mark Carter is the executive advisor of Kentucky's contact tracing effort. He says if you've been exposed to COVID-19, you'll receive a phone call from a registered nurse or clinician from your local health department.
They will describe for them that they have been exposed to COVID-19 and what they need to do to protect themselves from the spread of the disease. And that could involve, you know, anything from just monitoring their symptoms daily for a period of time to, you know, if it's a high risk exposure, they may be asked to quarantine for a period of time.
Carter says state law grants local county health departments in Kentucky the power to enforce health recommendations.
We're finding once we are able to get people on the phone and talk to them, there's a high degree of compliance with the, you know, we like to call it the guidance from the local health department. We haven't seen a lot of resistance that, you know, would rise to the level of having to take some sort of enforcement action.
To secure the contact tracing process, Kentucky is implementing an 800 number to help identify the origin of calls made from a contact tracer.
We're going to remedy that with our 800 number, which is 844-KENTUCKY-TRACE or KY-TRACE. For most carriers, we think that will be able to show that on someone's, you know, cell phone ID so that they know that that's the call they need to answer.